Peter. Hey, I shouldn't touch anything, Elka.
The artificial gravity generator.
Yes, well, it certainly looks like it went off.
All the controls are labelled. What did you expect?
Don't touch anything, Elka.
Timer delay controls. Negative and positive traction levels.
What?
Here.
Negative and positive? Wow.
Dove, what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about negative traction.
That's what I thought.
What's negative traction?
Oh, it's like gravity in reverse. And a lot of gravity in reverse happening very quickly is another way of saying explosion.
Dove!
Shh, no, I'm trying to think. Ah, yes.
You said not to touch!
Shh, a minute. Now, negative traction. Set maximum and 50% overload. And disable safety interlocks. Ah. Astra.
Yes.
How long would it take us to run to the Challenger from here? Quickly, that is.
About 4 minutes.
Yeah,
why?
That's what I thought. Right. Set timer to 4:50. Now listen carefully. When I yell now, on the count of three, we're going to run to the Challenger's observatory as fast as we can. Okay?
Yeah.
Good. Get ready. 1, 2, 3. Now.
What do you mean you don't know? You must know what sort of explosion.
No, I'm sorry, Telson.
All we know is that there's going to be an explosion in the next few seconds.
We've closed the airlock doors.
But you must know what it is.
Hey, it's starting.
Oh. We're moving.
Hold on to things.
The Challenger's moving.
Angel One, answer me, please. Angel One, you must answer me.
Yes, Telson.
Cut in the artificial gravity compensators.
Now the Challenger's command.
Oh, no.
Bran, tell her to do as I say, quickly.
Cut in the artificial gravity compensators, Angel One.
All right, we must. Take one off. Come on. Everyone.
Look, that.
Oh, we're in space.
Oh, told you.
Space. Space Guard 6 has been blown apart.
Oh, yes. Well done, Darv.
I am concerned, One.
We are in space again, Two.
The Space Guard station exploded too close to the Challenger for the meteoroid annihilation shields to deal with all the fragments. Two control tracks have been damaged. Control track 190 to the main control room is no longer functioning.
A hull repair service android will deal with the problem, Two.
I have 4 units on the hull already. They report extensive damage that will take 20 android days to repair. Even if I can regenerate the control tracks to the main control room, I will not be able to contact Android Surgeon General Kraken. And I am worried that the attacks have damaged his logic.
What are you proposing, Two?
That we show the crew where the main control room is.
No, we cannot risk it. As it is, I have barely enough background facilities available for talking to the crew.
But we need to bring the Challenger under some form of direct control, One, even if through a human crew.
Under no circumstances will we again risk a human crew having command of the main control room.
Android Surgeon General Kraken has been in command of the main control room for too long, One.
I have made my decision.
Very well.
What is the location of the second control track that has been damaged?
2739.
A primary environmental control track. Do you have data on how serious this damage is?
I did not have enough undedicated facilities available at the time to record the new routing plans when we rebuilt the Challenger.
What does track 2739 control?
Central environment. All protein and oxygen and purified water production required to sustain a human crew on the Challenger has ceased.
Oh, no.
Why not?
You're not really interested in me. It's been a month since we escaped from the Space Guards and you're bored.
Well, we've nothing to do until the service androids have checked the damage done. The Angels weren't very forthcoming about that. In fact, they've hardly been in contact at all.
Well, Telson seems happy about the course we're drifting on.
Anyway, don't change the subject. Give me two reasons why not.
I've got a headache.
Take something for it.
Tidy fetched me a neural quell, but it's made no difference.
Excuses. Neural quells always work.
Well, this one didn't. Oh, get off!
Oh!
Dove! Dove, what's the matter?
Sudden sort of stabbing pain right behind my eyes. Oh, wow, that hurts.
That's exactly what I've been getting.
Oh, well, if it's anything like my pain, you have my sympathy.
Oh, I'll get you some water. Water pressure's down. Here, drink this. Shall I ask Tidy to get you a neural quell?
No, I'll be okay. Whew. What is this stuff?
Water.
And it doesn't taste like it. Oh. Oh, well. Let's go to bed.
Oh, dear.
To sleep.
Just eat your breakfast, Bran. There's no point in worrying about the whereabouts of Earth because we've no hope of getting there unless you can think up a way of overcoming that small army of androids guarding the control room.
Angel 1 and 2 will take the Challenger to Earth.
There are 100 stars in that group, and I'm the only one who knows which one is the Earth's sun. And what about Android Surgeon General Kraken?
Who?
According to an android we questioned just before we were tractioned into the Space Guard, Android Surgeon General Kraken is in command of the main control room.
This is another of your inventions.
Yes, well, I certainly didn't invent the aggressive little androids guarding the approaches to the main control room. You saw those. Obviously, Angel 1 and 2 don't trust you that much, Bran. Otherwise, why would they put a specially built android into the control room and not you?
I don't question the decisions of the angels.
Well, it's time you did. Putting androids into the control room for any length of time is dangerous. Androids forced to make continuous series of decisions without being zeroed become unstable and dangerous, just as humans do if they go without sleep. Do you understand?
If there is such an android in the control room, then it is there by choice of the guardian angels. And he will be capable of taking the Challenger to Earth.
Not if I don't tell them where it is, he won't.
Now look, Telson,
I'm
just about...
Come on, people. Look, just look at that. I always eat twice that amount for breakfast. It's been less and less every day. Tidy.
What?
Come here.
What's the matter?
Tidy, be a wondrous android and take this back for me. Tell the galley androids that I want my usual amount.
You've got legs, haven't you?
Tidy, I'm hungry.
Oh, will everyone please stop getting on everyone else's nerves? Tidy.
What?
Do as you're told.
All right, all right. Only don't expect me to clear it up if I drop it.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, everyone. Just that I've got an awful headache. It's been plaguing me for a week. I'm in no mood for a lot of squabbling.
Bran was complaining about a headache.
We're all getting less food than usual. I feel hungry all the time now.
Maybe there's something wrong with the galley androids.
The angels will detect the fault and correct it.
I wish I had your simple faith, young man.
I would prefer it if you would address me as Commander.
Dove, why this sudden interest in the farming galleries?
Oh, I thought we'd say hello to George. And it would be nice to see the farms. For old time's sake.
Yes.
Next turning.
Oh.
Dove, what's wrong?
The solar lights aren't on. The galleries are in near darkness.
Oh, it's the same in this road, Dove. All the fruit trees are dead or dying, you see? The fruit has hardly formed and their leaves drop off if you touch them.
Well, I don't know what to make of it. None of the agricultural androids are working. The solar lights are barely a glimmer, and the irrigation ducts are dry.
Well, how about the other galleries?
Oh, this is the only one.
But there were dozens when we were kids.
Yes, but the angels rebuilt the Challenger, remember?
Oh, yes.
They probably decided there was no point in maintaining large food production complexes for such a reduced crew, which means that there are no food reserves.
Worse than that, Darv. No living plants means no oxygen production.
Come on. Let's go and check the reservoir.
Yes. Remember the happy times in here? You trying to teach me to swim. Look at it now.
I wouldn't like to swim in it now. It's stagnant.
What's happening, Dove?
I don't know.
It's as if the Challenger is becoming a death ship.
Well, that explains our headaches.
Quite.
How?
Atmospheric carbon dioxide level is 3 points above normal.
Gosh!
I used a planetary soft landing facility to measure the atmosphere in the Challenger.
There's plenty of oxygen. There are only six of us consuming it, and the volume of the Challenger contains more than enough.
Plenty of oxygen? What about all the countless higher-function androids with organic intelligence? They use oxygen. And if this so-called android Surgeon General Kraken is good enough to run the main control room, he'd use an awful lot of oxygen. Probably as much as is used by 20 men.
Has anyone tried to find out why there's been this catastrophic failure of the farming galleries?
Ask Bran, he's the commander.
I've asked Angel One. Yes.
What did she say?
She didn't answer.
All right, so ask her again and keep asking until you get a reply.
I am now extremely concerned, One, about Android Surgeon General Kraken. He must be zeroed and reprogrammed soon.
I agree, too. Are you now ready to monitor the main control room?
I cannot even contact Android Surgeon General Kraken. He is now functioning independently and refusing to interface with me at any level. I did warn that this might happen.
And the Challenger's environmental systems are badly damaged. An unusual situation that demands an unusual solution. We must make Telson the commander of the Challenger again.
He is hostile to us.
Bran and Elka do not know how to man the control room, but Telson, Darv, Astra, and Shana do. If Telson is made commander, they will follow him. Also, I have learned from monitoring their conversation that the space guards told Telson the location of Earth in the star group. You must find a way of deactivating Kraken, and I will reassign a number of facilities so that I can talk to Bran and then to Telson.
I will try, One.
But I'm the commander of the Challenger, Angel One. I'm the one you've chosen to rule the Earth. Telson and the others abandoned the Earth search mission to settle on Paradise. This is my ship.
You will rule the Earth, Bran.
The Challenger is mine. You can't take it.
Listen to what Angel One has to say, Bran.
Of course this is your ship, Bran. And you will rule the Earth. This is a temporary measure, nothing more. You will have command again as soon as the emergency is over. Angel Two and I give you our promise.
Sorry, Angel One. I'm not interested. You made my son commander.
Wait a minute, Angel One. Look, you ought to think about it first.
I just have. I'm not interested.
Oh. Look, no one can think straight in this stale atmosphere.
Bran does not have your experience.
He hasn't got any experience, and he doesn't know where Earth is.
Do all four of you still wish to find Earth?
Yes, of course we do. We're committed now. We can't turn back to Paradise.
Our ambitions match, Telson.
I assume command on my terms.
Which are?
First, you tell me where the rest of the PD weapons are stored.
Agreed.
Then you provide assistance in the main control room and do not hinder me in any way.
Agreed. But there is the problem of Android Surgeon General Kraken.
You can deactivate him, can't you?
We will try.
What sort of answer is that? Either you can or you can't.
We will do our best, Telson.
Just how seriously damaged are you both? You might as well come clean if you want me to run things.
Very slight damage, and we are recovering rapidly.
It'll be just like old times, Telson.
That's what I'm afraid of. When does this promotion take effect?
As of now, Commander.
Right. The first thing is to get the ship's environmental systems working properly again. Shana?
Yes.
Take some service units to the terraforming center and recover some portable water purification equipment and rig them up by the reservoir.
Yes, Commander. Tyson.
Astra?
Yes.
See if you can rig up some temporary solar lighting in the farm gallery so that we can save what's left of the vegetation.
Right away, Commander.
Darv?
Yes.
See if you can get the irrigation systems working. If you can't, you're to assemble a team of androids, I don't care how many, and get them to water the farm galleries manually.
Yes.
Yes, Commander Telson. Now, I want you all to report back here in 1 hour precisely, at which time we will see about getting to the main control room.
Hey, we can't get everything done in an hour.
With my ego breathing down your neck, Darv, you will discover that you're capable of anything. Now go.
It is useless, One.
I will assign you my facilities. You must disable Android Surgeon General Kraken.
He has been allowed to continue for too long without direct control. His will is too strong for either of us to override. even if we had all our facilities.
Then we must warn Commander Telson.
Dov?
Go ahead, Telson.
Shana and I are in position at the junction of the Corridor Mark 3 and the Corridor Mark 4.
Astra and I are at the end of 3.
Right. No firing until I give the word. Bran?
Elka and I are positioned at the end of Corridor Mark 5.
Fine. All right, everyone. No more talking in case Kraken is listening.
Do you think the ruse will work?
I wouldn't be trying if I didn't think it would work, Shana. Oh. Androids tend to accept everything at face value.
Oh, it is working. About 30 of them mustering at the junction and beginning to move this way.
Darth, Bran, go to the operational standby. Beautiful. Beautiful. We'll get the lot.
And now level with Corridor 5. Still moving forward. Level with 4. Now.
Darth, Bran, fire! There's one over there.
Yes.
Watch that corridor. Over there. Ceasefire. Well over 30 of them. Well done, everyone. We can head for the main control room.
No, Telson, don't break cover until we're certain.
Well, aren't you going to congratulate me on my shooting, Telson?
Hey. Oh, Telson, behind you!
One move. That is all I want from any of you. One move. I am Android Surgeon General Kraken.
We guessed.
I'm the Challenger's commander. I think we have a division of responsibility problem.
You have the problem, not I. The Challenger will never again be allowed to fall into human control. You have destroyed my assistants, therefore I shall destroy you, and then I shall destroy the Challenger.
In Death Ship, Part 7 of Earth Search 2 by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray Shana, Hayden Wood Darv, and Catherine Hurlbut Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Bran was Michael Maloney, Elka Jill Lidston, Tidy David Goodison, Theros John Warner, and Kraken Crawford Logan. Earth Search 2 is directed by Glyn Dearman.
Well, sweetheart, for your sake, I hope it'll be all peaches and cream. But I'm afraid the end time is near. The cataclysmic apocalypse referred to in the scriptures of every holy book known to mankind. It will be an era fraught with boundless greed and corruption, where global monetary systems disintegrate, leaving brother to kill brother for a grain of overcooked rice. The nations of the civilized world will collapse under the oppressive weight of parasitic political conspiracies
in which remove all hope and optimism
from their once faithful citizens.
This is the
generations of polluters will be punished for their sins.
Where you believe that you live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Ha! You live in the most controlled societies on this planet. This is the ultimate tyranny against humanity. Wir werden des Wissens beraubt durch raffinierte Frequenzkontrolliererei. Wenn ihr im Anbetracht der 10 Millionen Sonnen in unserer Milchstraße meint, dass unsere Erde der einzige Planet ist, der intelligentes Leben beherbergt, dann bedürft ihr einer Vision. Yep, and controlled like sheep by those who think they own you. You have been deprived of knowledge by frequency control. Yep, and controlled like sheep by those who think they own you. You have been deprived of knowledge by frequency control. Unsterblichkeit, die Beschaffenheit von Wirklichkeit ist die Ewigkeit. Could you believe in physical immortality, interdimensional love and truth and simplicity?
Sofort aus aktuellem Anlass um zu unserer Außenkorrespondentin Anke Engelke direkt an der UFO-Absturzstelle. Anke?
Danke. Ihre Füße hatten keine Zehen, eher handähnlich mit Häuten dazwischen. Die großen Köpfe rühren offenbar daher, dass ihre Gehirne größer als die unsrigen sind. Ihre Arme sind lang, dünn und reichen bis zu den Knien.
Wir sind eure Allgeschwister, lebende und intelligente Wesen.
Vernichte die Frequenz der Kalkulation, entdecke die Frequenz der Integration. We have been controlled like sheep by those who think they own you. We have been deprived of knowledge by frequency control. We will have to sow what we reap. The fearless will be taken and fly when a mayday impact is deep. We will not die, we will survive. Now leave your message after the beep. If you don't want them to clone you, remove the frequency of the freak. If you want us to take you home, sweet home, sweet home. Love, money, physicalische, unsterblichkeit. Ein Beschaffenheit von Wirklichkeit.
Yeah.
Thank you. that's fit to print. Well, in Rossiyskaya Gazeta, Russia's rather stodgy newspaper of record. Hello, I'm Mark Galliotti, and welcome to my view of Russia in Moscow shadows. This podcast, of varying length, frequency and format, yet always reassuringly low production values, is supported by generous and perspicacious patrons like you, and also by the crisis exercise software company Conductor. Well, welcome to what it turns out is episode 100 of In Moscow Shadows. Now, I suppose really I ought to have, therefore, done something particularly special, like securing an interview with Gerasimov to talk about his doctrine, or perhaps brought out Surkov to explain quite why Ukraine was never his problem after all. But no. Instead, I do actually, though, want to do something a little bit different. This podcast, like frankly most ones that are Russia-focused these days, is inevitably driven by the big news of the moment, and the big news of the moment is almost invariably directly or indirectly about Ukraine, but it's also our notions of what the big news of the moment is. So what I actually wanted to do instead was take a look at what Russians are being told is the news, and do it very specifically by picking today's issue of Rossiyskaya Gazeta, which, as I mentioned, is the sort of formal newspaper of record published by the Russian government on today, Sunday the 14th of May. And look at what are the six main stories as shown on its website, because I, for obvious reasons, don't have a paper copy. And in a way, just look through those, see what they say specifically, but also overall, what kind of a message do they give to the Russians about what's happening in Russia and in the world. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to start with the lead story, which is a headline, FT, in other words, Financial Times. FT, G7 and EU plan to ban the resumption of Russian gas supplies. Now, this relates to the fact that the G7 gathering of major industrial democracies are going to be gathering in Hiroshima, which, I should add, has already, as you'd imagine, brought the kind of tasteless speculation from the sort of more extreme and less impulse-controlling nationalist commentators on social media that maybe it's time for Hiroshima to get another new king. But anyway, and what they're talking about is in the context of the so-called 11th package of EU sanctions measures, that there'll be further limitations on, as I said, the resumption of gas supplies. So more than anything else, this is a way of trying to lock countries in so that they can't, at some point in the future, without wider international agreement, start re-importing Russian gas. Now, I suppose this is a big issue, and certainly it gets top billing. The thing that strikes me, though, is actually how straight down the line it is reported. I mean, interestingly, the three particular news sources that are cited come from RIA Novosti, Russian news agency, fair enough, but also the Financial Times and Bloomberg, two, you know, business-oriented, very fact-based outlets. And the whole article, which isn't especially long, essentially basically lays it out in a way that one could have seen, frankly, in a Western newspaper. Now, I think this is worth stressing because we have a tendency to look at, for obvious reasons, because it's more horrifying or, if we're perfectly honest, more entertaining, the ludicrous, toxic, propagandistic end of the Russian news media. And it's perfectly true that there is a hell of a lot of that. But just as one could look at certain aspects, frankly, of the Western media, you know, particularly this tabloid level, and would get a totally inaccurate sense of what Western journalism is like if one only sort of looked at them, well, I think it's also worth noting this as a corrective. It's reported very much in the context of Russia being, in this respect, isolated from the G7. But there's no editorialising about why this is evil and Russophobic and toxic. It's there, and it leads the government's own newspaper. There's not really much more to say about that. So let me move on to a rather more emotive and more propagandistic story. And its headline is, quote, "Fixing all the destruction for the future trial of criminals," unquote. How the police work at the site of the Storm Shadow cruise missile attack on LPR Day, Lugansk People's Republic Day. Now, this is very much a reflection of the fact that clearly Russia is deeply alarmed and angered by the fact that Britain has sent long-range Storm Shadow cruise missiles to the Ukrainians, which really does actually provide a substantially enhanced capability, not just because of their range, but also because of the fact that they are able to, you know, dodge below radar range. They also have all kinds of countermeasures, so they're hard to identify and shoot down. And they have a two-stage warhead, which means that sort of the first warhead hits and punches in, and then a second warhead punches through. So it can also defeat quite a lot of, you know, heavy bunker defences and the like. So this definitely sort of represents another one of the multiple step changes we've seen in the kind of arsenals available to the Ukrainians, and quite possibly will in due course make it more and more likely that the Americans will also provide the ATACMS long-range missiles that the Ukrainians have wanted, because in some ways the Brits have sort of moved in first. It's a little bit reminiscent, actually, of the way that Challenger tanks, not many admittedly, but nonetheless, by providing Challenger tanks for the Ukrainians, the Brits helped unlock the supply of much, much more numerous Leopard 2s. So this is, I think, one of the roles that the UK has been playing, and I think the Russians are keenly aware of that, which is why they're particularly angry. And anyway, this is the story about the alleged, quite possibly truthful, I don't know, use of Storm Shadow missiles against some targets in what was the old Lugansk People's Republic territory on their National Day. And the claim is that first there was an attack on an industrial site in Lugansk, which left 6 children and teens injured. And then the next day, another one on a former Interior Ministry academy in the village of Yubileni, in which 2 adults were injured. Well, again, maybe that's true. I can't help but feel these don't sound like the kind of high-value targets that you'd want to use your shiny brand-new cruise missiles on. But anyway, that's the story. But the real focus is precisely on the fact that they're now talking about how war crimes investigators, and they have a picture of one in sort of blue helmet and brassard, war crime investigators are looking into this very carefully, making sure they gather all the evidence for some future reckoning. Now, I mean, this is a fairly transparent attempt at pushing back against the much, much more credible and much, much more extensive news about war crimes carried out by the Russians. But the point is, again, it's an attempt to create this moral equivalence. I think that's a really important point. There is some Russian propaganda that is aimed at presenting the Russians as the good guys, the Ukrainians as the bad guys, in purely unrelieved and cartoonish fashion. So, no, Russian soldiers will never attack civilian targets. Just as, after all, Russia has never invaded another country, but only ever defended itself. That's, again, one of the, you know, regularly encountered talking points that we find. It's a shame that no one actually then thinks to read any history books. However, there is also a more sophisticated approach, which instead of claiming that Russia is as pure as the driven snow, instead tries to create a situation in which, well, look, the situation's so messy and everyone is basically playing by the same rules that it's impossible really to be sure exactly what's going on and who is to blame. And I think that's what's going on here. So, yes, on the one hand, they want to re-emphasise this point about the poor civilians of the Russian-speaking regions of the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, who were, after all, notionally the cause célèbre that started this war, and the degree to which they continue to be hammered by the evil Ukrainians, also mentioning the use of HIMARS long-range rockets, but that we are collecting the information and someday we will bring the bad people to justice, but also just generally to create this sense of an escalating NATO involvement in this war. And this was, after all, the central theme of Putin's speech at Victory Day, was the degree to which Russia is actually involved in a struggle with all of NATO, and Ukraine just happens to be the battlefield. And so the provision of British missiles is essentially used as another bit of evidence quote-unquote, to the degree that Ukraine is nothing more than a NATO proxy. But also,
asking her to marry him and to think it over. Baby, think it over. Think it over. Baby, why don't you think it over? A faraway place where all is ordered and all is grace. No one there is ever disgraced, and everybody there is wise, and everyone has taste. And then she sighed, well, la-di-da-di-da, you and I have come quite far. We really must watch what we say, because when you ask for someone's heart, you must know that you're smart, smart enough to care for it. So I'm gonna think it over. Baby, think it over. Baby, I'm gonna think it over.
I tell you, you're all.
Don't you know that there's other people around?
moment.
Very
clear.
Right, definitely.
Seriously, I can see all now. Yes, yeah, I can see you too.
You can see my little twist. God forsake, good God.